here's the weekend news for Representative Antonio Delgado and the 19th Congressional District in New York. The website 538.com reports that so far Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 0% of the time. So far, Delgado has made 5 votes opposing Donald Trump's views on these issues, providing short-term funding for the Department of Homeland Security without money for a border wall, funding most of the federal agencies affected by the government shutdown, funding the Treasury Department, the Internal Revenue Service, and several other government agencies, funding the Department of Transportation, Department of Housing and Urban Development and related agencies, and funding the Department of Agriculture, the Food and Drug Administration, and related agencies.
Marissa Schultz and Nikki Schwab are reporting for the New York Post. Newly sworn U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado has framed an image of his own rap lyrics and hung them in his new Capitol Hill office. It reads, and I quote, "All the pain and the poverty, hypocrisy fuels my truth. Ain't no stopping me, hashtag one of us," end quote. The Rhinebeck Democrat was attacked throughout the congressional campaign by a political action committee supporting his GOP opponent, John Faso, in a series of thinly veiled racist attack ads focused on his short-lived rap career. Delgado stood by his work as the hip-hop artist A.D. The Voice, saying his lyrics drew attention to the struggles of lower-income and forgotten Americans. Delgado beat Faso 51-46% in November. Read the full story in the New York Post. Dan Friedman is reporting for the Albany Times Union that so far, Representative Antonio Delgado, the Democrat of Rhinebeck, has been talking a lot about the water problem in Hoosick Falls in Rensselaer County. He said, and I quote, "It's definitely a priority of mine," end quote, saying he told House Speaker Nancy Pelosi about the issue and brought Representative Dan Kildee, a Democrat who represents Flint, to Hoosick Falls for a roundtable meeting during his election campaign. Drinking water in Hoosick Falls contains unacceptably high levels of PFOA, or perfluorooctanoic acid. Hoosick Falls Mayor Rob Allen said, and I quote, "Based on his interest in listening to our community, I'm optimistic he will be a helpful force for our village and the issues we are facing," end quote. New York senators are also concerned with the water there. Schumer said in a statement, and I quote, "We look forward to working with Representative Delgado on the ongoing effort to fully address the impacts of the PFOA pollution in Hoosick Falls, including full remediation, clean drinking water, and justice for all those who have been harmed," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that Antonio Delgado opens his first district office in Kingston January 13th. Delgado will attend the open house that starts at noon. On January 12th, he's doing a local version of a swearing-in in the Hudson Hall at the Hudson Opera House. And Richard Moody in the Columbia Green Media reports that Delgado signed onto the For the People Act January 7th several ethics reforms addressing voting rights and campaign finance issues. Delgado said, and I quote, "Corporate power is commanding way too much attention in Washington. It is time for our government to be responsive to the will of the people rather than the interest of a few wealthy and big corporations. This historic bill will help strengthen everyday Americans' power in our democracy and raise the bar for ethics in Washington," end quote. Columbia County Republican Committee Chairman Greg Finger disagreed. Finger explained, and I quote, "These reforms actually give more power to Washington. Mr. Delgado doesn't seem to know that corporations have been barred since 1907 from donating to federal candidates. Voting is not difficult in the United States, as witnessed by a surge in participation both in 2016 and 2018. End quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com.
Delgado also said this week that he will not accept a paycheck as long as the U.S. government is shut down.
Tomorrow, federal workers across the country and in upstate New York will miss their first paycheck due to the government shutdown. As someone who grew up in a working class family in Schenectady, I understand what a paycheck can mean for a family. Whether it's for paying for groceries or filling a prescription, paying the rent, no one should have to put their lives on hold because of our inability here to find common ground and open up the government. It's simply reprehensible. particularly when so many people in this country are living paycheck to paycheck. Because of that, and after speaking with my wife, Lacey, we've decided that we cannot, in good conscience, accept my paycheck right now as a member of Congress. I will be sending a letter to the House Chief Administrative Officer requesting that my pay be withheld until the government reopens.
President Donald Trump accepted a budget deal with congressional Republicans and Democrats, but reneged on that deal and shut down the government before Delgado took office.